As we mentioned at the top of the show, this is a big week for Miracle Park. There's a big event that's taking place tomorrow, Thursday, March the 12th. It's a great opportunity to get everyone in the room that have really helped to make Miracle Park come to life. And we're so close of finishing a majority of the funding for this park. I mean, really close, really, really close. And so while the folks are handling that portion of the fundraising effort, work construction continues out there at Miracle Park. And that's what we're going to get an update on, especially phase three of Miracle Park. We have Jamie Dagenhart. He is the Vice President of Business Development for Maxibilities joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning, Lucas. Good morning, Ashley. Glad to be here this morning.
Well, we all know what a special place Miracle Park is. And Ashley and I continue to share with each other in this story that we remember when that was just a barren piece of land. Like, it was just full of trees and just... It wasn't attractive, but it wasn't unattractive. It was
just
there.
Right. That's right. Growing up in Rock Hill, I remember too. That's right.
And then you look at what phase one has done at Miracle Park. And then we've talked about phase two and phase three, and we were there for the groundbreaking. Remember, we interviewed each other, and I'm like, how are you going to get all of this in this plot of land? And my gosh, you did that, and then you got more room to grow, it seems like.
That's right. It's hard to believe, 14 months ago, we were standing out there on an extremely windy day.
And
Miracle League just kicked off last week, and they used both fields with City PRT, which is great. And it's hard to believe how things have transpired that quick.
So you're focusing on phase three through Maxibilities, and let's kind of bring folks up to speed. What phase three is involved? What phase three is focusing in on, and then where Maxibilities kind of fits into that plan?
Sure. So if you look at Miracle Park, phase three is the retail building on the corner of Cherry Road and Richmond Drive, and that is about an 8,200 square foot building that Maxibilities has developed and will own and maintain. And the whole purpose for that building, the entirety of it, not only what we're doing as an agency, but everybody who comes into that building, is workforce development. We really want to see companies come in, stores come in, folks come in, and employ individuals with disabilities.
So what does that look like? Like, what take us, if we're sitting here a year from now and this phase three is up and running, what does that look like? What do you envision?
Sure. So the bulk of the building will be maintained and occupied by Maxibilities. 5,000 square feet of that will be the Miracle Market and Cafe. We've talked about that a little bit before, but it's essentially going to be a store. The retail place will be a store where folks from the park are able to come over and to get snacks and drinks if it's a hot day, a place to kind of recharge for a few minutes. When my wife takes kids to the park, she does a great job at making sure they have everything that they need. Me, not so much. And so sunscreen, drinks, things like that, like, we'll be a resource for families at the park. But we also want to be a place that if you're driving down Cherry Road, you know we're there and you want to stop. Mm. And so we'll sell goods that are created by individuals with disabilities. We want to be a hub for, like, Come See Me, Christmasville. We want to sell some Winthrop apparel. We kind of want to be just a little niche place in the community to allow individuals with disabilities the opportunity to sell their goods and products. And then on the cafe side, we're looking at serving lunch and dinner, kind of a quick serve menu. We didn't want to be a concession stand, but we also didn't want to be like a full-fledged restaurant. And so we really have kind of mimicked what we're doing off of like a golf course or the Greenway Canteen.
Yeah.
Hot and cold sandwiches, salads, in the wintertime, soups and sandwiches, hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, French fries. Mm. And we're working now, to kind of finalize that menu. So it's coming together and it's really exciting.
And then, Jamie, how big of a deal is this for our VIPs in our community that Maxibilities serves, that they have this opportunity to show their skill set and what they have to offer this community?
I think it's a great opportunity. As you know, Rock Hill has really embraced this whole idea with Miracle Park. I mean, they've come behind us. They've fundraised millions and millions of dollars, and they buy into what we're trying to do. And I think what folks sometimes have a hard time wrapping their minds around, I've spent time in HR in my career, and every hire that we make is a risk. Doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter what you're doing, every hire is a risk. And I think sometimes there's a false connotation that hiring an individual with a disability is a greater risk. And I would argue that that's not the case. Mm-hmm. And so what this is going to allow Max Abilities to do is to bring in job coaches to train individuals with disabilities, to get them on their feet, to figure out what their strengths and weaknesses mm-hmm. are, kind of in a little bit more of a safe environment. Mm-hmm. And then our goal is to not keep those folks, but train them, get them prepared, and then send them out mm-hmm. and show folks in the community that this would be a great employee for you to have, which allows us to then restart that cycle.
Absolutely.
We can bring more people in, train them, teach them, get them prepared, send them out.
So are they getting excited? I mean, have any of them said anything to you like, oh, I want to go work there? Are they gearing up and trying to figure out where
yes,
they fit?
Yes, there are people who are telling me, I'm coming to work for you. And I said, well, that's great. However, you'll have to go through the interview process. You know, it's not, we really are trying to think strategically about how we do this so that we can prepare them for every step of the way. And so that means the interview. That means, you know, making sure that you're dressed like you need to be for that interview. All those kind of things that are important, we want to teach that whole process.
We're speaking with Jamie Dagenhart. He is the Vice President of Business Development for Max Abilities of York County. Just giving us an update on Phase 3 out there at Miracle Park. Again, this is a big week for Miracle Park, a chance to say thank you to so many people who have made Miracle Park a success as they're closing in. They're so close on reaching that fundraising goal of that public-private park that we all love, and it's really one of the kind in the world for sure. But Jamie's also busy doing a lot of other fun things there at Max Abilities of York County. And Jamie, kind of give us an update if you can on Infinite Futures ABA. First of all, kind of bring us back in the time machine, explain a little bit what Infinite Futures ABA is and where we stand with this program.
Sure. So when we think about Phase 3 at Miracle Park, one of the businesses that will be in that building is Infinite Futures ABA. And ABA, I'm going to get in trouble if I say too much because I'm going to get ready to speak out of my wheelhouse. But this is a way for behavior therapists and folks who work with individuals specifically on the autism spectrum to help them grow and work through their different sensory and learning processes. Max Abilities saw a need in the community to create an ABA clinic because the need is so great and the providers are so few. And so having a retail space at Miracle Park made perfect sense for us to be able to kind of to build out a space for them, brand new, design it just how they want it. Then they can use the field and the playground as part of their therapy. And I think Jennifer Baker has mm-hmm. been on the show before. I know she's been on Straight Talk to talk about that. You know, she is busy at the moment building her team, and they're currently seeing children in this community in their homes. And then once the clinic is open, they'll have a space to be able to see them in a clinic and continue to provide that learning opportunity that they need.
It's really exciting.
And that will be located there right. at Miracle Park, which
it will.
Is fantastic because,
yes.
again, they can do stuff inside, and we know the benefits of being outside
Absolutely.
As well and the benefits of what Miracle Park will be able to offer our community. Jamie, this sounds like an exciting time for Max Abilities of York County. We certainly appreciate the update, sir, and we'll see you out there this week as we celebrate, of course, the big success of Miracle Park.